Trump on board, Jobs Friday. I'm John Trout.
So we're signing the $8.3 billion. I asked for $2.5 billion, and I got $8.3 billion. And I'll take it.
President Trump has signed an $8.3 billion government measure to tackle coronavirus. Public health agencies will access that money to stem the tide of COVID-19. Trump was asked by a reporter at that bill signing if he thought the reason Senator Elizabeth Warren dropped out of the running as a candidate for president was due to her being a woman.
No, I think lack of talent was her problem. She had a tremendous lack of talent. She was a good debater. She destroyed Mike Bloomberg very quickly, like it was nothing. That was easy for her. But people don't like her. She's a very mean person, and people don't like her. People don't want that. They like a person like me that's not mean.
The president is headed to Tennessee to survey the recent tornado damage near Nashville.
Nashville Mayor John Cooper believes it's good for the president to witness the damage firsthand.
He's the president. We need their help with financial resources, finally, and rebuilding the community.
Meanwhile, a region grieving and relying on one another to cope with tragedy. Clayton Neville, Nashville.
Average hourly earnings rise 0.3%, and the Labor Department reports the strongest jobs gains the nation has seen in over 18 months.
273,000 net new jobs in February. January revised higher. December revised higher. And the unemployment rate back down at 3.5%. That is a 50-year low.
There's Christine Romans. The price of oil is sliding amid doubts about whether OPEC can cut production enough. The cartel is trying to get non-member Russia to contribute to deep cuts to crude production. At a meeting in Vienna, the cartel fears the coronavirus outbreak will send prices even lower. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 600 points. I'm John Trout.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
85 and mostly sunny today, 57 and clear tonight. Sunny and 80 for tomorrow, 56 tomorrow night, southeast wind at 10 both days. Sunny and 75 Sunday, 54 Sunday night, west wind at 10 that day.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Good morning, Yuma. Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here. Russ Clark in studio. Russ, good to have you back. You were out last week. You had a good week.
It was a fun trip. I'm glad to be back. But,
okay. And
I didn't get coronavirus. I did not bring it.
We appreciate that. Right. I don't know whether you do or not. You're sick a lot, so we'll talk about that later.
I appreciate that.
We do have a guest in studio today. My special guest is Jeff Ruby, El Presidente for the Caballeros de Yuma. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
So, busy weekend this week.
Do you have to call Jeff El Presidente while we're on
Well,
the
see,
air
you would be fined $10 right now, so
okay.
I'm calling the fine bucket. No, okay. This is El Prez. So,
oh, man.
If
El Prez.
If our Comandante is listening, so
You're not keeping track of these fines, are you?
I am. Okay. So it's $10. We'll see if we can get to 100 by the end of the show.
A good chance.
Good morning, Jeff.
He's not wearing his red shirt. Right.
So, busy weekend. This is probably the biggest weekend for the organization. What for everybody? I think everybody knows, but what's this weekend?
Midnight at the Oasis. Okay. 28th annual.
28th annual. And go back. Now, you have the privilege of being El Presidente for Caballeros de Yuma. For those that don't understand what the organization is, what's your position and what is the mission of the organization?
So I'm the president this year. We call it El Presidente, but out of all of our caballeros, and we're right at just a little bit over 100, all caballeros, we have about 40 active that the community sees throughout the year, because a lot of our calves have moved on and are throughout the United States. But we're here to put on events that ultimately bring people to Yuma to attend the event, along with our local Yuma community and Yuma County and surrounding communities that come enjoy that same event that is ultimately at the lowest price possible.
Okay, so what I'm hearing you say is fun family events, things that draw traffic to Yuma to help promote Yuma. And that's kind of the mission, promote Yuma.
Exactly.
And their events designed that the whole family can come out.
It's so whole family, and it be at a reasonable price that family isn't stressed about, can we take all the kids and have a good time and eat and enjoy the rides or whatever that event.
And that's super important. So I know when Captain Midnight was on Dave Carvel last week, we talked about how cheap a passport is. What for the listener, what's a passport and what's the cost of a passport?
So the passport is you buy one ultimate ticket and get you into all the events all weekend and the concerts. And it's $25 and you get in the whole weekend. And for the price of being able to get into that, enjoy it, look at the car, see the concerts and all that.
So for those that don't understand, that's $25 for 3 days. That's
3 days.
All Friday, all Saturday, all Sunday. It's the show and shine, cars, it's the concerts and talking to Dave. There's 8 bands. There's about 14 hours worth of live concerts and other entertainment. $25 is super cheap for 3 days.
Can't. We don't think we can beat that.
I don't think you can either. So a crazy jam-packed agenda. I know I was out at the stadium this morning. I think you were probably out there. I don't think you've slept. You actually look like you haven't slept.
I got a few hours.
Russ, help me out. Normally, isn't he much more lively and energetic? You can tell he's ready for this thing to start.
El Presidente. I'm going to make sure I get that right.
I appreciate
he's
that.
Always on top of it, as he is right now. But I think he's lowered his energy level. I think Donald Trump would call him low energy.
I was out at the complex this morning at 5:30, moving some fencing. And so I wore myself out at 5:30.
Got it.
All right.
So what time, I know we've actually already started. So gates open for entrance to park at what time?
8 a.m. So they can start showing up at the Civic Center and start getting their
right now.
Entrance packets and get assigned their vehicle space and then start moving on all the fields. And then gates open to the general public at noon.
Okay, so you're already seeing lots of classic cars driving around Yuma, probably past 30 or 40 on the way here. They're already headed to the stadium to register. They get to go in and park. They get to get their stuff set up. And general public, for that $25, can come in as early as noon. Now, what would they expect to see about noon if somebody wanted to get in there that early?
All the vendors would be set up, so all our food court would be fully going with tri-tips and hot dogs and pizza and all, you know, desserts. The vendors will be set up, so there's multiple things to look at to get whatever your curiosity is with them. The cars will be filtering in through that middle portion of the day, but what we have just about 980 car spots, and they'll start filling up, you know, from now till then.
And they come and go.
They come and go. It's a big rush to get those cars in there this morning or this afternoon, because usually they want to line up and get out on the fields, and then we do the parade tonight. It's a fully separate issue that the public loves.
Will the caviar novelty booth, be set up on time and everything?
On time, of course. Who are you talking to?
You, basically.
Yes.
I understand you're doing it.
It's there, and we have some of the most amazing stuff this year. I mean, shirts look fantastic. We've got a really super cool hat. We did have some discussions. We actually have some polo shirts this year and some nice zip-up pullovers because it gets chilly in the evening. So some really good-looking merchandise this year. And it's kind of fun because, you know, most of these car guys, they're wearing last year's shirt or a shirt from 10 years ago.
It's time to update.
And there's guys that bring shirts that are 25 years old because they want to show that they've been coming that many years. So,
you know, I didn't get to the Barrett Jackson car show this year a couple months ago or last month, but I have friends there from the Valley, and there was quite a few men at the Oasis.
Novelty shirts. At the auction.
Yes.
That's awesome.
So, and that, we know that one's huge, that auction.
Did you go to bid on a 2020 Corvette?
I was going to, and then my wife Candy was...
Yeah, something like that.
Because they had online bids. Yeah, they had online bids going on.
Yeah. I mean, what we do is pretty exciting, but we don't ever have anybody bid $3 million on anything.
So you're saying if you can't afford the $3 million Corvette, come down and buy a T-shirt or a hat, that kind of thing. Now, so speaking of bidding, though, one of the things that is the most visual for us all year long is the raffle car. That is the best raffle car that I've seen in the time that I've been within the organization.
People are excited about it.
So, El Prez, see, you're not going to find me $10. What's the car this year?
Car is a Camaro.
Okay.
And...
come on, it's a 68. Oh, my
68.
Goodness.
I didn't want to say 69.
Bright red Camaro with the 396 under the hood. I mean, that thing sounds amazing, drives crazy good. I had the privilege of driving it for 3 days.
I heard a rumor about it. I don't know, maybe you can confirm this or not. Is it fast?
Unbelievably fast.
Almost a bad answer.
Let me just say this, that thing has so much power that when you're in first gear driving, if you're still on the throttle, just like in town, not trying to get after it, it will break the tires loose shifting from first to second.
Mm.
It the first time, you know, again, the first drive, you're like, oh, my God. Oh, this is kind of fun. Let's do this again.
So we got that thing in great condition, and we put extra money in. So it's in superior condition now. And today will be my first day. I'll be driving it in the parade
today. You haven't driven? I have not driven it.
Okay, so
get after it just a little bit.
No. Be careful out there. The police are watching.
For those that haven't seen it up in person, lift the hood. I mean, it's chrome underneath the hood. Looks fantastic. Paint is great.
Just mint condition car.
That's the 68 that you want. Now,
that's a real collectible.
Before we talk about the car more, tickets are how much?
Tickets are $20.
So $20 raffle ticket. You can buy them at the stadium. So we've got a booth set up. You can buy those anytime between now and early Sunday morning.
Early Sunday morning.
But everybody understands the drawing is at the lunchtime for the entrance. You got to have your tickets bought before then. And every year there's people that come up about 11 o'clock saying, hey, can I buy a ticket for the car? No, the tickets are already over at the Civic Center.
Buy a ticket for next year's car.
You could buy one for next year's car after the drawing, but I would tell you, get your tickets today or tomorrow. Please don't wait till Sunday and be that one guy that goes, man, I wish I would have bought a ticket. That is the best car we've had since we've been doing this.
We're going to take a phone call real quick.
We should, but neither of us have our headsets on, so you listen to the phone.
I'll relay the message. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is there any history on the car? Was it here? Did they get it out of town? I mean, is it locally? Or that's what I would like to know, and I'll listen on air.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Yeah, I don't know. Where did the car come from?
So it is a local car.
Okay.
The owner is from the Yuma area, happens to be a retired law enforcement officer, had it for many years, decades. I don't know how long it went. He was original owner, but has been in the family for numerous decades, and he had minted it out when he had it.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of the cars we get, sometimes we go look in California, Nevada, and all that, and as we were looking around and then found this one, just couldn't pass it up because mint condition car, and it was from someone within our community. So
a local owner.
We made the deal and went on with it.
Now, so we made the deal, got the car, great condition. As you said, some things have been spiffed up a little bit. But the coolest thing is you added air conditioning.
We did.
Made the decision. And I know in years past there's been talks of do we add stuff and put money into cars. and you gave the green light to go ahead and spend the money to add air conditioning to the car. So it's not only a big block 396 1968 bright red Camaro with more horsepower than you would want, you got air conditioning.
And Yuma, that's kind of a big thing.
It is a super big thing.
We want whoever wins that to be able to drive that year-round. So. Yeah.
And that's the hope is the winners, and, you know, they can be out-of-town people,
sure.
And we've had out-of-town people, but it's super fun to see the local winners driving their cars around town. So let's talk about that and much more after the break. This is Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081.
If you were diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition, you'd get a second opinion. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being too? If you've been questioning the wisdom of the investment plan you've been following, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs and offer a vital second opinion. Simply call Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management at 928-329-1700. Securities offered to LPL Financial, member FIS. INRA SIPC.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, IPC.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American.
Good morning, Yuma. Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here once again. Fantastic Friday. We've got Russ Clark in studio. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
And special guests, El Presidente, Jeff Ruby with Caballeros de Yuma. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Okay, we got to talk about it. It's midnight at the Oasis.
Did you just
it's
call
NATO.
El Presidente Jeff Ruby?
Well, I had
did
to
you,
use
did
it.
Did you just do that?
I did, but I introduced him as El Presidente, so I'm still in the clear on that one. But, okay, this is midnight at the Oasis. Classic cars all over. We've got about 1,000 cars in, so El Presidente, would you help me say, Russ, we got to have some classic car music in here. Not that I don't like that, because I love all of that.
I didn't even think about
My
it.
My gosh, we got to get some classic car music going and get some rock and roll going. It's going to be a great weekend.
Great weekend. Great weather. We've been having numerous, people can't wait to get there. So.
Now, you talk about weather. That's always the uncontrollable, because we set the date, and it's the same weekend every year. So you just kind of hope weather is going to be okay.
We hope that weather's, and it, you know, it's worked for us. This is the 28th year of the Midnight at the Oasis, so when they started this event years ago, they did try to pick
a good weekend.
The best time that we usually have good weather. And
so if I can, let's kind of talk about weather for a second, because as a community group, we set these big events up quite a ways in the future. So like this last year, the Balloon Festival had a great festival, but we had too much wind. And there are certain things that you can't help. If there's too much wind in a balloon festival, it's not safe for the pilots to fly. But we still try to make the very best of it for the event and the organizations that are out there.
Exactly. And, you know, like for the Balloon Festival, wasn't really that windy down at ground level. But if some of the people that are there, they see us put up some weather balloons. And when it got to 500 feet, it was already at over 60 miles an hour at 500 feet. And then when they got to 1,000, 1,500, it was pushing 100. So as those balloons are going up and then descending, that first day, Friday, when we had the media flights, we had some rough landing balloons, because as they were coming down at 500 feet, they typically want to slow down and get to a reasonable speed and then just ultimately drop on the ground and only go a few feet. But we had some hard landings.
We did. But again, it's those are the things that you can't control. So we hope there's great weather.
Exactly.
Super good weather.
Super good weather. Little breezes are looking 7-8 miles an hour, which in Yuma we want just a little bit of a breeze. But
so little breeze, we're in the low 80s during the day. We're in the high 50s to low 60s at night. This is the perfect weather where it's going to be warm during the day and kind of cool at night for the concert. So let's talk about what are the other things that people need to know today. The exciting things really are the parade, but there's a special thing that between yourself, Captain Midnight, and Colonel Suggs, the commander of MCAS Yuma, what did you three put together for the community this year?
So this year we were having a military flyover of one of the Marine Corps' F-35Bs, Joint Strike Fighter, and that is huge for the city of Yuma in this event, because the Pentagon and all the armed forces, you just don't get a flyover authorized for any event. So Colonel Suggs definitely assisted us with us being able to put this on and send that request all the way back to Washington, D.C., and get it authorized for the city of Yuma.
So again, for everybody listening, not everybody who asks is going to get one. And
correct.
And the Pentagon looks at some criteria. What are they looking at when they decide that this is something they want to authorize?
So first they're going to look at the event and see how many people are there. Is that event a for-profit or a non-profit? You know, and again, for us, the Caballeros, we are a non-profit organization. And in relation to what we do for this, all of our food vendors are all local nonprofits. So we've got some Rotary Clubs, we've got some the Boy Scouts, we've got some high school groups that they're all nonprofit food groups. And us to set up this whole complex and then take it down, we hire community groups to help us with that, and they're all going to ultimately get a paycheck. So we pay them to help us. So we are supporting the Yuma community on this event by us putting it on, and it ends up helping all these youth groups and other groups with them being able to do stuff throughout the year for themselves. So all that went into our request for the flyover, and when Washington, D.C. and the Pentagon looked at that, they were for supporting that event and giving us an F-35B flyover.
I'm excited. So what happens at 4 o'clock? How does that flyover happen in conjunction with, we've got the national anthem and the parade? So how does that work?
So everybody that will be at the complex will have the view where that F-35B will be coming over right when we're starting to do the national anthem and be able to look up in the sky and see that F-35B dedicated right over the fields. He'll then loop around, and all of our classic cars that are lining up to do the parade over, they're setting up at the Greyhound Park there at 40th Street and 4th Avenue Extension. The flyover will then go there, and then the cars will then take off to do the parade.
Okay.
You do have a call.
We do have a call. Let's take a call.
You're on the air.
You know, that's why we have these great men that are in the Caballeros in Yuma.
Oh, thank you. Truly appreciate that.
No, you guys, you know, you've done a good job, even the past and present. But remember when they had the Golden Knights?
I do.
They gave stuff to Captain Midnight, you know, that they brought in. Now you got them doing the flyover. I mean, you guys are doing an outstanding job. And I don't know What else we can say about that?
Truly appreciate it, sir. And that's all we look for, is that the public and everybody appreciates what we try to do to bring events into Yuma and flyovers and the Golden Knights and everything.
Well, as a citizen of Yuma, I appreciate what you do, and I thank you and applaud you and your team.
Thank you, sir, and I will spread that to the rest of the Caballeros, and I'm back out at the complex today, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was nice.
That was a great call.
That was a great call.
So going back to this, again, when the flyover was mentioned and talked about, I've actually had a lot of entrants ask me, well, geez, we don't get to see the flyover because we got to line up over at the Greyhound Park, which, I mean, it's not really Greyhound Park, but we still think of it as the Greyhound Park. So we're not going to be at the complex. But knowing that you've orchestrated 4 o'clock national anthem, timed flyover at the stadium for everybody who's out there, and then looping back, and that's the starting signal when he flies back over the Greyhound Park. That's exciting.
Exciting, because a lot of these entrants come from around the United States and Canada with their cars, and they don't get to see what we have here in Yuma every day. So this is a huge thing of Colonel Suggs and the Marine Corps doing, ultimately trying to get everybody to be able to have a ability to see that flyover up close and personal.
So hats off to Colonel Suggs, yourself, and Captain Midnight for putting that together. But again, for those that don't understand, that had to go all the way up to the Pentagon, get signed off by top brass to allow a flyover for Midnight at the Oasis here in Yuma, Arizona.
Yes.
Hats off to you three gentlemen.
And all I can say is this is huge because we're only one plane less than the Super Bowl hat. So.
It's interesting because I know they look at the volume of people that can see this.
Correct.
And so, again, the Pentagon is looking at the nonprofit and the community ties of this event, but also the number of eyeballs that are going to be.
Eyeballs, future recruiting. I mean, Marine Corps and all our armed force services are constantly needing, you know, recruiting and being able to get more people in all the armed forces because we have retirements and all that. So it's the whole gamut in there.
And let's make maybe a quick comment. You know, to those that are serving or those that have ever served in the past, we couldn't even do events like this without your support and protection of this country and allow us these freedoms. So,
exactly. I mean,
you guys pulling this flyover off is amazing for the people that are going to be in this community.
Exactly. And, you know, where everybody goes with this is, you know, what we presented when we asked for this flyover and all that is where it went all the way to the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., is we for the CABS, as I was going back to, we have the community support groups that help us put on this event and put everything up and take it down. We pay over $70,000 after this event to those community groups. So,
And if I can, for a lot of these groups, this is their largest fundraiser of the year.
Easily, yeah.
So when you say the Caballeros pay the support groups for their work, that's over and above what a lot of these support groups are also selling and earning through the food courts and other things.
Exactly. And, you know, we have a waiting list of groups that try to get in, and we use as many as we can for the duties, but this is really their biggest event that they get donations back to help them go. So I
want to talk about the parade, but before we do, since you're talking about the support groups, one of the support groups that I think is the hardest working, I know they all work hard, is the Boy Scouts keeping that venue clean. And I have the privilege because I do sit in novelties and gift shop, if you will. So I get to talk to everybody, the happy ones and the grumpy ones. But
yes.
There's always two grumpy old guys. they say the two things that they are most appreciative of is this event is on grass.
Yes.
Which is a big deal where
keeps
a lot of
the
them
dust
are not.
Down. Yep.
Dust down on the cars. And it's amazingly clean for the size of the event. And it's because the Boy Scouts are crazy hard at work the whole time.
Boy Scouts are there pre-dawn, and they're there until we close. And they are assisting us with making sure no trash cans really get to half full, and they're already cleaning it out, moving it on. So yeah.
Cigarette butts, cups, you name it.
Yep. They're picking stuff up off the ground. Exactly.
So after the break, let's talk about the rest of the parade and the entertainment tonight. This is Money Talk AM 560 KBLU.
All my friends. Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Good morning, I'm Aziza Shuler with your KYMA News 11 update. A babysitter's husband is accused of sexually assaulting two children who were in her care. San Luis police arrested the man Thursday for alleged sexual assault against two children ages 6 and 9 years old. The man is 29 years old. He was arrested on 7 felony charges, including sexual conduct with a minor and child molestation. His bond is set at $200,000 cash only for the alleged incident. Well, let's be honest. We all complain about the roads in the desert southwest, and the city of Yuma is no exception. Just for the city alone, the Public Works Department said it will cost $8 million each year to sustain all the roads. But the budget does not allot for that. The city of Yuma says one of the key factors in road damage is water. But the city says it is doing something about it by filling the cracks with slurry seal. Thank you for watching KYMA News 11. We will see you right back here for more news.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
I can't drive 55. That'll be El Presidente this afternoon leading the parade.
Leading.
He will not be able to drive less than 55 in that 68 Camaro.
Exactly.
And, if you know, I know we're on radio, but you should see his smile right now thinking, man, he can get this thing up over 60, 65. Okay, so the parade, 4 o'clock. You guys are leaving the Greyhound Park after the flyover. You're driving the Camaro, so you'll have a big smile for about 45 minutes to an hour on your face.
Exactly.
Windows down, music blaring, great stereo in there. Where's the parade go? And again, for the public, this is the intent that all the cars are going around Yuma. They get to be shown off again as they're funneling in. So
exactly.
Where does the parade go? What's the route?
So it'll go east on 40th Street right to the 4th Avenue Extension, and then it'll go south on the 4th Avenue Extension and go around Airport Loop and ultimately turn right and go west on County 14th Street to Avenue B. It'll then go north along Avenue B, plenty of spots anywhere to park in this area. North on Avenue B up to 32nd. We'll then turn east and head back up to Avenue A and then head back to the complex. So kind of making semi-big circle from between 4th Avenue Extension and Avenue B.
So a very big loop, plenty of places to park and sit out there.
Bring
and
some
watch.
Lawn chairs, yeah. Or sit in the back of your truck and bring the kids and just look at
take some
hundreds.
Pictures. Take pictures.
So last guess, take pictures, because we keep getting, I mean, we have 980-ish spots on all 5 of our fields, and each year more of our entrants want to get in that parade. So I'm not saying you're going to look at 980 cars, but you're probably going to look at half.
Which is, again, a feat in itself to get those guys lined up, organized. Moving along, and people ask about the route, and this route is, so a lot of Yuma can see it, but it's also a route with the least amount of stops, because these classic cars, if they're not moving. There is heat problems.
Correct.
So I've had a ton of people ask over the years, why don't we run them down 4th Avenue? Why don't we run them in town? Because of the traffic and the number of stoplights, you'd separate the parade, but they're not moving enough that they can overheat, and that's a problem.
Exactly, and you know, through the years and decade, we've run some different routes, and we're still not wanting to shut down Yuma to do the parade. So the last few years, this route, we've seemed to get the most positive results and not, you know, bog down the city of Yuma, but everybody has a plenty of parking spots to be able to look at these cars and then ultimately keep these cars moving where they don't break down.
But since you're the lead car, you could kind of take them anywhere you want.
I can take them where...
I'm thinking you need to hit the freeway and get that thing up to 75, 80.
We'll see how the YPD motor officers, if they allow me to do that.
That'd be interesting. Take a phone call. You're on the air.
Hey, Jeff.
Yes.
Nick here.
How you doing?
Dude, I've got almost 30 tickets for that car, so I just want to call you and tell you extra careful with my baby.
I will take care of your possible car. I appreciate you buying those tickets.
That, all right.
But I will take...
I'm going to be in the parade route watching this.
Okay.
Keeping an eye on you. Don't get on it too much.
No, get on it. Get on it.
There's a concerned citizen. That's awesome. Thanks.
I appreciate it.
All right.
So let's talk about the car. This is a raffle car. He's talking about winning it, and this gentleman has purchased some tickets because he wants to win it. But it's a raffle car that raises money. Now, the organization, what do we do with the money that's raised every year?
So separate from that $70,000 that I say we pay to all our community support groups for helping us put on this event, and I want everybody to look at that raffle of the funds that we make from that. It helps us really pay for our college scholarships. Last year, we paid just under $45,000 out to Yuma youth that were getting ready to go to college, and along with 5 scholarships for Yuma youth that are already in college, obtaining their associates or their bachelor's. So as everybody wants to win that car, if they happen not to, I want them to concentrate on those funds are putting Yuma youth in the college. So... huge for us.
Huge for us. And again, that's just under $45,000 is what was raised
and
for scholarships last year through the Caballeros. And the raffle car is really the major fundraiser.
Exactly. And we're meeting that goal again this year for the college scholarships. I believe the apps were due last week, and we're looking to award that.
Yeah, now
again.
We have to read them all.
Yeah.
So, again, the raffle car... there's a point behind it. It's not just to give a classic car away at a car show, which is a fun thing to do anyway.
Fun thing.
Who picks the ticket?
Who picks the ticket?
Out of the big drum?
I don't know. I'm never over there because I always have to be working the event somewhere else.
I know each year Captain Midnight, Dave Carvel, either he can do it or I've seen him sometimes go get a child out of the seats there for the entrance and our sponsors. And they kind of rotated each year.
You have to check the palms, do like
check
a Vegas
palms,
dealer up and down.
Try to make sure we get somebody in there that has...
You're only going to make one friend when you pull them.
Yeah, and quite a few enemies at that point.
Exactly. Yeah, I think Nick that just called in wouldn't be happy with Captain Midnight.
So, Nick, good luck. I'm pulling for you. Well, kind of. I'm sure we've all got tickets. Now, so parade, raffle car, but we've got a ton of entertainment.
Ton of entertainment and 2 locations to watch that entertainment.
So a lot of people don't know... And one of the comments years ago was, hey, there should be music through the whole venue all day long.
Yep.
So you hear some classic
music. And we listened to that input.
You listened. And talk about the cantina, the name and the meaning behind the cantina and the hours the daytime event is going to be running.
So the El Jefe Cantina is for in memory of Sheriff Ralph Ogden, who was a caballero for decades. And we have that cantina area behind the clubhouse, kind of right in that back area between the 4 baseball fields. And that music starts there at 11 a.m. And we have numerous bands that will just be playing in there. You bring your lawn chair. We do have seating in there. They can sit and enjoy the music. Last year was our first year, and we packed it. And everybody was like, you better have it again this year. So we brought in more bands. We kind of extended the hours. And that area for El Jefe Cantina, which is greatly sponsored by Country Club RV, that great area. So in between there, they can enjoy the music, and then ultimately that'll end in the late afternoon, and then the concerts will then start Friday and Saturday.
So there's music playing that can be heard throughout the event, but the entrants love it because now there's something for them to do as well.
Exactly.
So... entertainment during the day, and then we have 3 really good bands that I'm looking forward to for tonight. So what time does the concert start? And, I mean, do we need to tell people what time they can start setting up their lawn chairs? Because we actually close the main field.
Because we've got to get some cars out of there.
We've got to get cars out of there and people with only daytime tickets that were not smart enough to buy the passports.
Yes, which,
go buy the passports. Save you a ton of money.
Right.
But the people with passports can stay in. Those with a daytime ticket have to leave. Main field closes at 4, so you can come set your lawn chair just after 4 if you want.
Just
some
after,
do.
Exactly. They start bringing in those chairs and trying to get some premier spots. Right
yep.
Before.
So what time does the first act go on?
First act starts at 5:30, and that's Checkered Pass. Local band.
Local band.
So, great band.
Amazingly good band.
You
so
know,
if you haven't heard them.
We wanted to start with a Yuma band, starting up, because that's really how it should be.
Okay.
And then 7 o'clock is China Groove, which is a Doobie Brothers tribute. Great okay. band. I've been looking at their videos and all that, and everybody should enjoy
should
that.
We should be having a good show there. And then closing it out with a great Cars rock and roll band.
9 o'clock, yes.
Is who?
Heartbeat City.
Which is
a Cars tribute.
So,
and they're, I think everybody is going to enjoy that. First time we've had a Cars group in here, and
so three really good acts tonight. So again,
starting it off with Friday.
I can't tell you how inexpensive a passport is. $25 to get you in all 3 days to see all of the concerts. Now again, you're talking about 5:30 to 11, so you're going 5.5 hours of primetime acts tonight. We're going to do 5.5 hours of primetime acts tomorrow, plus the El Jefe Cantina. You're talking about somewhere in the neighborhood of 14 hours of live entertainment, plus the car show for $25.
So if they happen to just do the daytime ticket today for the show in China, which is $3, adult tickets just for the concert tonight would be $15 for adults and $5 for youth. But if you do the $25 pass, you would have got it all Friday and Saturday. So you just
And Sunday.
So
okay. So I have two questions on that. Why do you do it so cheap?
We do it for the community. We want them to bring the whole family. We just don't, I mean, for if it's just mom and dad coming out or individuals, you know, our young Marines and soldiers from the bases here, Yuma Proving Grounds and MCS Yuma, bring it on. But we want the whole family to do this event, and we don't want you to empty your wallet just to get in the gates and then you can't enjoy some food and, you know, looking at our vendors that are selling novelties and stuff like that and captured. We want it an affordable event that you can come to every day.
And the idea, again, is because it's affordable, and I don't know if some people know, you mentioned it earlier, but we're a 501c6. So,
exactly.
Again, it's not... This is not a huge money-making event. This is a event for the community that could be one of the largest revenue sources for a lot of these other nonprofit and service organizations.
Oh, exactly. And I know our hotels are loving it because they're packed, because most of our 980 cars are from out of town. So that they love it, and then our restaurants are getting food. So, I mean, and that's the mission of the CAPS, is to pull events in that pull people from outside our area here.
Now, so you said a concert ticket tonight is $15 if you don't do the passport.
For adults, yes.
What's a concert ticket for tomorrow night?
$20
so
for adults.
$35 if you don't go get the passport, but if you get the passport, it's even cheaper. And the intent behind that is it's easier for the people at the gates, and it's easier for us as cabs. Sell it once. I don't have to worry about checking your ticket, stamping your hand, doing all kinds of
stuff.
You
get a lanyard and with a ticket hanging right on your chest.
And you're done. So... The $25, I know a lot of people say, well, geez, you know, a daytime ticket's only $3. You could save so much money if you just buy the passport and be done with it. I mean, I would love to see in years future, it's all passports because people understand that's how they save money that
exactly.
way. And, you know, it's the weirdest thing. Russ Clark is waving his hand wildly at me right now, like saying, shut up. It's weird. But I think we need to take a break. So this is Money Talk AM 560 KBLU.
Thank you. diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition, you'd get a second opinion. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being too? If you've been questioning the wisdom of the investment plan...
Manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Egeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258, 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
I have no safest of all. I can lock on my doors. It's the only way to live in cars. Here in my car, I can love and receive. I can live.
It's all about the cars on a gorgeous Friday. This is Money Talk AM 560 KBLU, but we're not talking money today. We did have a budgeting commercial, but we're going to talk about budgeting. Buy the passport for midnight at the Oasis.
Buy the passport, $25. Solves all your problems.
Get the passport. Now, this event couldn't be put on without some very generous sponsors.
Sponsors from our Yuma area.
Talk about the main sponsors, the people that have really helped us bring this together. But for everybody listening, there's over 100 sponsors.
Over 100 sponsors from the Yuma area. Huge. And, you know, we have different levels, and some of our sponsors are with us at every event, and some of them just will sponsor an individual event. For Midnight at the Oasis, we had over 100 sponsors get in and do a different level and be part of this, get exposure, be part of it, which ultimately helps us put on this event and ultimately give back to those community groups we talked about earlier.
So the main two sponsors that we typically talk about here are which two?
So Kokopah Casino and RV Resort, they're going to see they're their main sponsor for our main stage on the main field and help us put on those bands that are coming in there. And Country Club RV and the El Jefe Cantina, they're behind the clubhouse, is our other main sponsor. We have seven main sponsors. They're included in with five other sponsors that are our main level, what we consider level seven sponsors. And that would be Napa Auto Parts, First Bank Yuma, Yuma Regional Medical Center, Budweiser, and Bose. But for Kokopah RV, or Kokopah Casino, and Country Club RV, those are the two areas for our stage area.
And both of those, again, the stage quality has gone up considerably over the last few years.
Huge.
So for those that have not been out to the concerts, you know, some of the comments of people way back in the stadium, you couldn't really see anything that was happening on stage. You enjoyed the music, but you couldn't see anything. This year, a huge Jumbotron-style board. So you're going to have cameras on the entertainment. Even if you're at the very back, you're going to see things just as crystal clear as somebody in the front. So a impressive stage being put together.
We first rate. I mean, that with the amount of video of the screen you can see of the singer, other than if you're right up on stage, we keep.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be known that, but just because we're Yuma and some people look, oh, that's Yuma. No, this is
a first-rate event.
First-rate.
So, entertainment. Now, who's on Saturday night? Because you said that the ticket for Saturday, if you're not intelligent enough to buy a passport, the ticket for Saturday night is 20. So, the entertainment lineup might be 25% better.
Exactly.
What's the lineup for Saturday?
So, starting for Saturday, for our Saturday concerts, is Surfin', the Beach Boys tribute. We're always asked to bring the Beach Boys here, so... starting out with a quality Beach Boy tribute band, great music, 5 o'clock, and then Yachtly Crew will be at 7 o'clock, so kind of a soft rock Titans, but great music, and then 9 o'clock is the Don't Look Back Boston tribute.
That should be a good one. I've seen some of their videos on their demo tapes. That's going to be a good show.
And we know there's a lot of Boston fans in there, so...
Yeah. So, again, the concerts on Saturday go from 5 to 11:30. So, again, you've got solid 5.5 hours of entertainment Saturday. You got a solid 5.5 hours of entertainment on Friday.
On Friday. And aside from LFA Cantina, where we have music going there during the afternoon.
So you got entertainment all over the place, but, oh, by the way, there's a car show. So,
with 980-ish cars.
So, again, you kind of get this... Hey, the entertainment is super cool, but all day long there's cars out there to go walk around and look at and talk to these guys.
And most of those owners are out sitting near their cars, and if you have a question about, well, what make is that car and how long have they had it, talk with those owners because they are proud and happy.
Oh, they love talking about it.
Exactly.
And it's the funniest thing because you see, years ago, a couple of my boys were just, I couldn't get them to shut up and crying out loud. But they will ask every question about every car, and every one of the guys and gals that have built one of these things, they will detail and describe how they've cleaned every nut and bolt and stripped it to the ground.
Exactly.
And what they've done.
And they especially love talking with the kids because they want that next generation to do what they're doing. They keep restoring these classic cars and keeping them out there on the roads and showing up to events, and so go out, talk to them.
So... just a fun event, family-friendly, $25 gets you into all 3 days. Gates open at noon today. You got a flyover and a parade at 4. You've got entertainment at 5:30 till 11-ish, 11:30-ish.
Exactly.
And by about 12:30 tonight, you and I are going to be exhausted.
We're going to be exhausted.
And we'll shut it down. And what time are we both back there tomorrow morning?
We'll probably be there about 6 a.m. But it's all good, you know. It's all good.
You know,
you sleep Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, about 4:30 Sunday afternoon, and then we have to go to work Monday morning.
Exactly.
But this is the event I look forward to. Now, I've had a lot of people ask me what's it like, you know, putting on the event, and it's interesting because this is one of those events. Growing up in Yuma, I loved going to the car show. I loved doing that. Now I get to work it. Same as you. You get to enjoy it from time to time, but there's times that when the community is enjoying it, you're behind the scenes working like crazy, getting something else
done.
Isn't
working more fun?
It is fun, but you don't have the relaxed... Like, look at El Prez's face right now. You can tell he's...
I've gotten a little bit more coffee in me. I'm trying to wake up a little bit. And, you know, and as everybody goes out and enjoys this event, and they're walking around looking at the cars and all that, I want them to take a look at the banners. Because, you know, we're working the event, and we've went out so that... But the sponsors that helped us come in, and I don't care what level they paid at, they are part of the team on us putting on. So if they're walking the whole complex, they'll see we put banners up listing the Yuma businesses and people that help support this. And I want people to take a note of that because they're just as much as an integral part of the Cavs. Even though they may not be a Caballero, they bought into what we're doing for this event and our other events. So when they see those, and if they happen to do business with that sponsor, it lets them know where their money's going and that they're bought into bringing events like this.
So there's over 100 sponsors.
Over 100 sponsors. And
the sponsorships, the support groups, the nonprofits, and community groups that also run the food court, because what most people don't really pay attention to maybe is The Catieros don't run any of the food.
We don't run any of that.
The entire food court we organize, but these are all of the other nonprofits and support groups.
We don't allow commercial food vendors to come in. We keep it with the local groups.
It's going to be Rotary Clubs,
exactly.
Clubs.
San Luis, Somerton, Yuma is here, Foothills. It's
and that's a conscious choice, again, that this is a way to provide revenue to those organizations.
Exactly.
And consciously not have the commercial restaurants in there, even though some of them are good sponsors and they do
correct.
Help us. They understand that this is a way to allow them the most foot traffic to help sponsor their organization.
Exactly.
So we've got a few minutes left. Are there any things that you want the community to know, whether it's bringing things out, whether it's enjoying the weekend, whether it's tips and tricks and secrets that El Presidente has that he wishes everybody knew about Mado?
So some of the hidden stuff, you know, they can watch our Facebook feed and Instagram, primarily Facebook. Myself and my chairman, Captain Midnight, make rounds throughout Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we go check. We randomly pull a number on a car spot, and I will go check that with Captain Midnight Carvel. And if that car is there, we call it prize patrol, and we give that person a prize because we want the cars in their spot so the human community can go see the cars. So some of the hidden stuff that people don't know, we're doing that. So we usually put that out on Facebook, and sometimes Facebook Live will post that video as we're driving around and seeing, is this car going to be in spot? So it's some of the fun stuff that maybe the human community doesn't know, but if they want to experience that, look at it on our Facebook page, and they'll kind of see how much fun we have to kind of make sure those cars are in a spot.
Super cool. Anything else? You can bring a bottle of water.
You can bring a bottle of water.
Nothing else.
Nothing else.
Okay. So again, the support groups are serving food. You can buy tons of food. I mean, you didn't mention
pretty reasonable price. I mean, I looked at their price sheets yesterday. They're putting up their tents. Nothing that really upset me for prices.
Super good. I mean, tons of food. Great food. Sodas, water, adult beverages. You got
exactly.
Tons of stuff out there. So everything you need is out there.
Firearms. That's a city thing.
No firearms.
So just leave them in your car. We have plenty of law enforcement, Yuma Police Department, and Yuma County Sheriff's Offices. They're supporting that event with us. So.
And you can bring a lawn chair.
Bring lawn chairs. So, I mean, even during the day, if you're going to come and walk around and then sit and just hang out, you can bring your lawn chairs in during that time. But definitely for the concert, either bring a blanket, lay on the grass.
Tons of fun. I'm looking forward to it. This is the weekend every year I look forward to.
So people see me out there. You know, I'm 6'5". I am wearing my president name tag, but if you haven't made it over to our raffle car and you want to buy a ticket, I'll have tickets with me.
You'll have
as I'm out meeting the public.
Translation, he hasn't sold his allotment of tickets yet.
I was given 3 books, so. But so, I will, if they haven't gone over by the car and took a look, they can get a ticket for me, stop and say hi to me.
And again, come on out. Let's have a great weekend. We'll see you out at the complex today, tomorrow, Sunday. This is Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. We'll see you at midnight at the Oasis.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.